Well, I ask for your prayers this afternoon. May the Lord's blessings upon His Word. The Lord's been talking to me through the week about a couple words that I've written on the board. I pray that it be able to bless it to you and encourage you with it as He has me. I've written the words. We've heard a little bit this morning, reference to the word vulnerability. The second word, immunity. I'd like to begin in the 17th chapter of the book of John. John chapter 17, referenced a little bit of this in the Sunday school lesson. I'd like to begin maybe in the 9th verse. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but I pray for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those thou, whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I'm thankful that the Lord prayed for me. Prayed for every one of us. I don't believe this was just an empty blessing, or there are sometimes blessings, maybe at a wedding, or maybe you'll hear it even in the world, may the wind be to your back and all these things that are supposed to be a positive and encouraging thing. I wish you well. I want the very best for you. May your life be blessed and may you not hit any red lights and all those kind of things. I wish those kind of things for you. But I believe that Jesus was doing more than that. I believe that this was something far deeper than just, I wish you well. I'm about to depart now. I'm about to leave you here. And I hope that you do well. I hope that you prosper at what I've left you to do. But I believe that He prayed for us. He prayed with the intercessory prayer and power that His prayer holds. Father, have mercy on them. Lord, I'm about to come back to you, but Lord, keep them in thy name. Preserve them. Preserve that bond of unity between those that have believed on my name. It says, Father, I have kept through thy name those that thou gavest me. I've, except for one, the son of perdition, Judas, I've kept him in your name. I've kept him from the wicked one. Whenever the enemy would try to come along, there are those that would ask and question sometimes, were the disciples really saved? Did they have an experience of salvation? By the power of Jesus' blood that was yet to be shed, He was able to look on those that He came in contact with and said, thy sins be forgiven thee. I forgive you of your sins. He was able, He had the power over sins. He said, Father, I've kept them. I've kept, they're yours. They belong to you. They don't belong to the world. I've kept them through thy name. Whenever the enemy had tried to come in and plant a thought, try to come in and plant a suggestion of who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom, Jesus was there, wasn't he? Was there to be able, no. Let me explain to you. Let me help you with this to help you understand that. I'm so thankful the Lord is able to work with me through my struggles of life. I'm so thankful the Lord is able to carry me through. And the prayer was, Father, would you keep them? The Lord is able to keep every one of us. More than just an old Irish blessing that came out of a book somewhere. It was a prayer of intercessory power before God. Father, I'm about to go back. I'm not going to be with them anymore. But keep them. Preserve them. He's able, Paul said, to keep that which I've committed unto Him. Lord, you know I'm not able to keep these things. Lord, you know my heart. You know my desires. You know I want to make heaven. But Lord, I know enough to know I can't do it. I know enough. I've seen maybe enough of others that have tried and they failed to know, Lord. I don't dare stand on my own merits or on my own strength. Lord, I need Your help every step of the way. But you know, we have a confidence to know that He prayed for us. We have a confidence to know that He put a plan in place, that we not be left alone. I've kept them through Thy name. But then He said, it's time for me to go back. But I don't leave you comfortless. I don't leave you alone. I don't leave you without strength or as orphans that are out on the streets. I don't leave you to fend for yourselves. I'll send the Comforter that will come to you, and He'll keep you in all your ways. He'll preserve us blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, that is our confidence. That's the only strength that I'm able to stand upon in the face of the devil and say, by the grace of God, by His saving, keeping power, I mean to go right on. I mean to go all the way. That's my determination. But Lord, I can't do it. Lord, I need You to be able to preserve me blameless. The Lord understood what He was leaving the disciples to face. He understood the tests that would come from all sides. The perils that they would face. Paul spoke about perils among his own brethren and countrymen, and perils in the deep, and all the perils and the dangers that he faced. All the times that he was opposed in his walk with the Lord and his work for the Lord. He was opposed every step of the way. Can we think it'll be different for us? But the Lord knew what we were going to face. The Lord knew the powers of the enemy. The Lord knew the enemy came to him in the temptation, and he said, look out, what do you see? All the kingdoms of the world, he said, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all these kingdoms. I don't see in that where Jesus refuted the fact that it was his kingdom. He is the prince of the power of darkness. He is the king of the kingdom of darkness, and he holds so much power in this world today. Scripture talks in one place about the prince of the power of the air, I believe, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. There's a power almost in the air, but it's not in the air. It's the way that we have of trying in these mortal minds to understand it. There is a power in the air, which is the prince of the power of the air. Spirits that have been turned loose in our world that are influencing everyone that they have an opportunity to influence. The word vulnerability that we wrote here. He's looking for every place that there's a vulnerable soul. He's looking for every place. Jesus, I believe, even said, the prince of this world cometh, and he found nothing in me. He came along my way. He's searching for a place that there's a vulnerability. I believe that there is an important place for us to be able to be vulnerable one to another. I believe in our families from one to another to be able to open up sometimes if we've been hurt or I've been affected by the world or by those around me. Sometimes my tendency, I'm just going to shut myself off from it. The Lord wants us to be able to be vulnerable. In other words, to be able to just open up my heart and pour myself out before you. Maybe I'll make a fool of myself, but you're my brethren. And I love you and you love me, and there's a bond that flows between us that I can be willing. I can have a trust for you. But you know, there's a vulnerability that the Lord doesn't want us to have. A vulnerability unto the wicked one, unto the enemy. What is a vulnerability? A vulnerability in the broad sense is capable of being physically or emotionally or spiritually wounded. Open to attack or damage. Liable to injury. If we hear talk in our political discourse today about needing to have a strong military, needing to have a strong national defense, and I believe there's some merit to that. You know, the logic behind it is, we don't want to be in a place that we're vulnerable. We don't want to invite the enemy to come in and strike us. The thought has been for many years of different presidents, at least, that have said peace through strength. Whenever you maintain strength, you maintain a strong defense, guess what? The enemy's not going to be able to penetrate. Oh, he may try, but if you have a strong defense against the enemy, It's a deterrent. I believe that the Lord wants for us to be able to have a strong defense against the enemy of our soul. So Jesus prayed, Father, keep them from the world. I want to use an illustration, maybe a simple one. I hope it connects with you. Hope it makes sense. You hear sometimes about studies that have been done on germs. Remember one that came out a while back? I go to restaurants sometimes and maybe get a slice of lemon out of a canister they have sitting there, and I put it in my ice water and have some lemon with my water, and then I read something that says there are thousands of microorganisms growing on many lemon slices in restaurants. What am I supposed to do with that? Not ever enjoy lemon anymore? Studies that talk about many everyday surfaces that you touch or read in one place that an average office worker will come in contact with in the course of the day, about 10 million types of bacteria. Just in the process of touching things around a desk, you know, that's kind of a frightening thought, isn't it? All the organisms, and some of them that have the potential to do a lot of damage to the body, to be able to bring disease and sickness and all upon the body. Well, what am I to do then? From what I've read, it's almost, I can't go out of this door without contacting some germs. Not going to be able to go to pump gas and put it in my car without contacting the germs that are on the pump handle. You know, I could look at that, and I've known those that have, one person in particular that tended towards schizophrenia, that was afraid of touching anything, smelling anything, and hear an internal combustion engine start up and he'd run. Because I just know there's pollutants in that. I know I got to get away from it. There's something dangerous in that. It's going to harm me. So how do I approach life? Am I going to say then, you know, there are so many dangerous things out there. There are so many bacteria. So everything that I touch, I think I'll just stay in bed today. Seems like about the safest place to be. I want us to get a spiritual analogy out of this. You know, there are many false spirits gone out into the world. You know, there is so much spiritual bacteria, if you will. So many pollutants and filth and trash out in the world. There are so many bad influences. There are so many spirits that have been turned loose that we are bound to encounter on a daily basis. So what do I do? Do I say, I think I'm just going to stay in the house. Believe I'm just going to stay here 24 hours a day and just read my Bible the whole time. What did Jesus say here? He said, I don't pray that you take them out of the world, but I pray that you keep them from the evil that's in the world. I don't pray that you remove them and put them in a little isolated room somewhere. That's the only way they're going to be able to keep themselves pure and holy and blameless before me, to isolate themselves from every contact that's in the world. No, quite contrary. He said, go out into all the world. Go out and preach the gospel. Touch those that are sinners. No, you don't get in the mud with them. But be willing to go out and mingle and mix and encounter, realizing greater is He. Let's turn and read that. 1 John, the 4th chapter. 1 John 4, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it come. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. There are many false prophets, many false doctrines, many false teachings and false ideas, and there are spirits that motivate the things that people do. They think this is our own ideas. This is our own progress that we're making as a nation. We're coming up. We're breaking record ground here. Being able to forge new ways of tolerance and new definitions of marriage. No, it's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. It's of the enemy of our soul. It's he's regurgitating all this. And the spirit of influence that he holds over those that are the children of disobedience, he's able to promote his agenda in the world today. So we see so much of that around. And if we're not careful, we can get discouraged and despair and begin to close up even a little bit. You know what the Lord's prayer was? Not that they go out and just mix and blend in with the world. Holiness never blends with the world. Light never blends with darkness. But the beauty of salvation and the power of God's grace to keep us is even going out in the midst of a dark and perverse world. He's able to keep us. He's able to preserve us from being polluted by it. So back to the germs and bacteria. The Lord knew about that. Nothing unusual. And He designed our bodies fearfully and wonderfully to be able to fight off bacteria. You know, the skin that we have on our all over our bodies is a barrier. It's a barrier to protect and prevent the entry of these germs and bacteria. And all of that's one of the uses, one of the functions of skin. To be able to provide a barrier there. You know, the Lord wants us to have some skin. The Lord wants to give us some protection against the elements that are out in the world. That we not just be vulnerable, subject to everything that comes along our way. Every temptation, every thought, every new doctrine, every idea that comes my way, I'm influenced by it. I'm affected by it. But that I be able to have, as Paul said, I believe, in one place to Timothy, thou therefore endure hardness. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ, you're going to have to be able to have, if I can put it this way, some thick skin. To be able to have some skin that protects you from the elements, from the bumps and the bruises and the bacteria and all the things that are out there that would invade the body or the soul. That would try to find a vulnerability. You know what happens? You know why in a surgery, the physician, the doctors and all are so careful in cleansing the area, using sterile tools, making sure that they're protected and then they don't want bacteria to get in there. All of a sudden, now there's a vulnerability. There's an incision. There's an opening in the skin. That barrier has been breached. That protective barrier that's to protect the body has been breached. There's a vulnerability there. So we got to keep it clean. You know, in the process of life, we're likely to get some cuts and scrapes. We're likely to get some places where we get hurt. It is, as we heard already, it's impossible, but that offenses will come. There are going to be times we might be hurt one of another. We might be hurt of our family members, of those that we love the dearest. They can hurt us. We can hurt one another. Lord, help us that we not do that. But it is impossible to expect that somehow the Lord's going to shelter me in a little isolated, bubble-wrapped, protected room, and I'm never going to be subject to anything that could hurt my feelings or deeply wound me by the way that I've been treated or handled or acted. But the Lord wants to be able to give us a defense, to be able to give us a protection against those things whenever there is a vulnerability. Folks, sometimes even in fighting the enemy of our souls, you know, sometimes in those battles with the enemy, I've gotten myself scraped up, cut up. Lord, would you apply the healing balm of Gilead here? Lord, I have some wounds here. The Lord's plan, and I spoke to him a little bit in Vanceburg last weekend. Whenever we have a wound or a hurt, is not to let that thing continue, because then it's a vulnerability. It's an open area that's exposed and vulnerable to all kinds of bacteria. But the Lord's plan, even with the functioning of the body, is to cause that thing to clot up, begin to close up, begin to heal, so that it can be protected again. You know, with those hurts in our spiritual life, the Lord has a healing balm The Lord, it says, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in His wings. Oh, we need that healing sometimes, folks. We need that healing. Lord, I've got some places here. And I need to realize in a time like that, I'm vulnerable. You ever stub a toe or something and it seems like that toe gets bumped into everything you walk past? The one that's so sore and tender and sensitive, that's the one that you bump into everything you walk past. It's vulnerable. It's easily susceptible to hurt. You know, the same thing is true of us when we're hurt. Whenever we have hurts that may go back all the way to our childhood or growing up years or maybe even more recent, if there are places that I've been hurt, I need to realize I'm vulnerable here. I have a place here that is a vulnerability that I need. I'm weak in here, Lord. I need to take some extra precautions or protection and realize I'm vulnerable and susceptible in this area of my life. The body that's so fearfully and wonderfully made has a multi-tiered approach, I guess you could say, to fighting bacteria. If it gets past the outer layer of the skin, get into the nasal passages and all, there's a layer of mucus and all that will try to capture that. And if it gets beyond that, then the white blood cells of the body's immune system begin to kick in. Second word I've written there on the board is immunity. Immunity not in the sense that I'm not even capable of being hurt. I'm not capable of being tempted. That's not what I'm talking about here. But an immunity as in our immune system to be able to fight off and ward off those things that the enemy would try to bring our way. To be able to fight those off. And so the body does. If it detects there's a foreign substance here, it can go and attack that thing and try to eradicate it before it goes any further. You know, the Lord wants us to be spiritually healthy. The Lord wants us to have a strong spiritual immune system so that if something does get in, if a thought does come up, want to bring in here, we can bring disease on ourselves. We can bring infection on ourselves. I've talked to those, worked with those that have had things in their life that they've admitted, this thing causes me trouble over and over and over. One young man I remember talking to, he said, I've got a television and I like watching these programs and I have this struggle over here. And I keep falling and I keep falling and the things that I'm watching, it incites some of this and I keep, you know, there's a reason the scripture says, I'll set no wicked thing before my eyes. I've got to realize, you know, those doctors and nurses also when they're going into the hospital, maybe it's for the patient's protection, maybe it's likely also for theirs, they wear extra protection. If there is a place of maybe something that's highly contagious, I realize I need to take some extra protection here. I need to have some extra precaution here. Don't introduce things into our lives that would bring extra risk, would bring an extra vulnerability. I need to realize I'm vulnerable. I'm susceptible here. I don't want to leave a wide opening for the enemy to be able to get in and work. Whenever something like that happens, you remember the foolish man, the simple man, I believe in Proverbs 7, looking out over the casement and beholding this man walking along, and he walked by the corner of the harlot. And know the rest of it, she did what she does, and took him away and led him as an ox to the slaughter. And the wise man watching on that saw the whole thing, saw the progression of it. Why do you go down the street in the first place? Why did you even go down the street? Why did you even go close to her corner? You don't go down a street like that, knowing that's what's on that street, get to that corner, knowing that's who's on that corner. Lord, I don't have the strength to stand. The Lord wants us to have some skin, some protection, a barrier in our lives, a place that is a protection against the enemy and the things that he would try to bring in our lives. The thoughts that would come in our minds, whenever maybe we're presented with a temptation, we're presented with a thought. Folks, the thought is not sin. The temptation is not sin. The presentation of a thought to the mind is not sin. But what I do with that thing is what can become sin to me. I want to be able to have a strong immune system. The enemy comes along and he drops a thought in my mind that my immune system can immediately, spiritually speaking now, can detect that thing is not of God. That thought is not of God. That thing needs to be brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I've got to capture that thing. I can't let that thing continue and keep growing. That doubt, that accusation, that thought about my brother or sister, I can't let that thing continue. Lord, help me that my spiritual immune system would be strong to be able to capture and detect those things in my life. Whenever the immune system is not able to capture something like that, and it goes on, it begins to grow in the body, begins to cause cell damage. Cell damage begins to spread into disease, cancer, those kind of things. The Lord's plan is that whenever that thing enters, whenever the thing that has potential to cause damage in my life enters, that I capture it. That I deal with it there. That I be able to understand before it has the room to go on and grow into something greater and cause more spiritual problems in my life. The Lord wants me to be able to capture it. There are immune disorders. Remember working with a man whose son had had liver cancer. He had gotten salmonella poisoning. His liver had shut down. Maybe it was his kidney. Tell how much I know about body. But one of them, he had an organ transplant. And in order for the body to be able to accept the transplant, they said, we're going to have to suppress your immune system. We're going to have to basically kill your immune system for a while. Or it's going to try to reject that as a foreign body, as a foreign thing, and try to reject it. So they suppressed. But you know what that does with a suppressed immunity? All of a sudden, I am susceptible to every little germ, every little thing that would come along that my body should be able to resist, should be able to shut out. You know, the Lord wants us to be able to resist some things. The Lord wants us to be able to have some endurance in our lives, that I have a level of resistance against temptation, against feelings and doubts and accusations and things that the enemy would bring my way. That I have a degree of resistance against that. But there are those that go through their lives, I fear, spiritually unhealthy. You know, we can eat junk food all the time and not sleep very much and not get rest. And our immune system is going to pay a price because of it. It's going to be suppressed and more vulnerable then to get sickness. Lord, help us to take care of our souls. To take care of our spiritual immune system. That I'd be able to fight. This fight of faith. Paul, looking at the Galatians, he said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from the gospel that you've received. How is it so quickly you received it and you were removed to something else? You remember the story about the woman in the 13th chapter of Luke? We won't turn to it. But she was a woman that was beset by a spirit of infirmity. For many years she had had a spirit of infirmity that Jesus said was of the devil. It was something that kept her, as said, stooped over, doubled over. The Lord came and released her from that spirit. And she was able to stand up upright. You know, I believe there are places in our spiritual lives that the enemy would want to suppress us. That the enemy would want to bring one thing after another after another. We've had times in our family, it seems like sickness just goes from one person to another person to another person, and then it starts the cycle over again, and it seems like you just can't hardly get out of it. I don't want to be that way spiritually. Lord, help me to be able to have some immunity. Some immunity to the things that would try to pervade, that try to infiltrate my spirit. Vulnerability. It's what Delilah looked for in Samson. Looking for a place where Samson was vulnerable. And she found it. We've heard of the Achilles tendon. Named after Greek mythology of a, as the story goes, a man, boy named Achilles that the mother decided to take and dip in a sacred river. And That dipping in the river, every part of the body that the water touched, as the story went, would be made immune. It would be invincible from damage or danger. But as the mythology goes, she took him by the ankle and dipped him down in the river, and the place that she held him didn't receive immunity. And that was the one place in the Trojan War, as the story goes, he fought victory and won victory after victory, 20 cities or so. It seemed like he was an invincible man. But somebody came along with an expert marksman and was able to shoot into that one place that he was vulnerable. You know, that's what the enemy's looking for with us. That one place, it doesn't matter how strong or how long or how good of a head knowledge I have. The enemy wants to find that one place, the one place that he can penetrate. How was it that Ahab died? You remember? Ahab was dressed in armor. And this was at the Lord's doing. The Lord, He had prophesied of that. As he went out, a man drew a bow at a venture and a God-guided arrow went directly into the chinking between the armor and found the exact place of vulnerability to bring him down. I say, Lord, I know that I have some vulnerabilities. I know that I have some places in my life that are just weaknesses to me, that are my own tendencies. Maybe it's from things before I was saved, decisions and choices that I made, that I've got to realize I'm vulnerable here. I can't go to that. I can't get very close to that. I got to put some protection here, or I am vulnerable to be drawn right back into those kind of things. Lord, help me to protect and have some immunity against those vulnerable places in my life. 1 John 5 and 18 speaks about the children of God. It says that He keepeth Himself, and the wicked one toucheth Him not. 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Ephesians 1 and 13. 12, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. There is a sealing, a protection, a stamp that takes place whereby we know that we're God's, whereby He puts His stamp upon us, His seal upon us, and He keepeth us. He keeps us from the wicked one. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we sing a song, kept by the power of God. By trusting, obeying, by watching and praying, we're kept by the power of God. I'm thankful that the Lord is able to keep us. Scripture says in Galatians, the 5th chapter, trying to wrap this up, to walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So as I think about spiritual immunity, Lord, how can I boost my spiritual immune system? Walk in the Spirit. To walk in the Spirit is to live by the Spirit. To subject oneself to the control of the Spirit in our lives. Lord, help me to be led by the Spirit. Oh, Paul talked about the law of the Spirit has made me free from the law of sin and of death. The Spirit working in me and through me, it frees me from the bondage of that he spoke about in the 7th chapter of Romans. The Lord is able to keep us, to govern, to regulate us. They say prevention's the best medicine. Remember what Jesus told Peter? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. To keep yourself from the time that's coming. Keep your spiritual health strong. May the Lord help us this afternoon that I keep my spiritual health, that I keep my spiritual immune system strong and healthy, that I not subject myself to those things that Jesus said He would keep us from, to prevent myself from developing spiritual disease, affliction, cancers that would eat away. As Colossians, the 3rd chapter and 16th verse says, that the Word of Christ would dwell in us richly. You know, that's something that's able to ward off so much. How did Jesus fight the devil off? it is written. And His Word dwelling within us richly is able to capture, to intercept those thoughts, those temptations by the Word of Christ that's dwelling in me richly, by the power of the Holy Ghost guiding and keeping our lives. The Lord's able to keep us in the vulnerable places of our lives. The Lord's able to strengthen us, protect us, and keep us from the wicked one. You pray for me. Amen.